Reading from the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 1, observing the armies, text number 44. Aho bhata mahapapam kartum vyavasita vayam yadraja sukalobena hantum swajana udyata aho. Alas, bhata, how strange it is, mahat, great, papam, sins, kartum, to perform, vyavasita, have decided, vayam, we, yat, because, rajasukha lobena, driven by greed for royal happiness. Hantum, to kill. Swajanam, kinsman. Udyata, trying. Translation of Prabhupada by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Alas, how strange it is that we're preparing to commit greatly sinful acts, driven by the desire to enjoy royal happiness, we are intent on killing our own kinsmen. Prabhupada, driven by selfish motives, one may be inclined to such sinful acts as the killing of one's own brother, father, or mother. There are many such instances in the history of the world. But Arjuna, being a saintly devotee of the Lord, is always conscious of moral principles, and therefore takes care to avoid such activities. Text 45. Yadimam apratikaram ashastram shastrapanaya dhatarastra rinehanyus tanme shematuram bhavat. Better for me if the sons of Dhritarashtra, weapons in hand, were to kill me unarmed and unresisting on the battlefield. Report. It is the custom according to Kshatriya fighting principles that an unarmed and unwilling foe should not be attacked. Arjuna, however, decided that even if attacked by the enemy in such an awkward position, he would not fight. He did not consider how much the other party was bent upon fighting. All these symptoms are due to soft-heartedness resulting from being a great devotee to the Lord. Text 46. Sanjaya Vacha evam yuktva arjuna sankhye vitopastavi upavishat Visvija sasram chapam shoka samvigna manasa. Sanjaya said, Arjuna having thus spoken on the battlefield, cast aside his bow and arrows, sat down in the chariot, his mind overwhelmed with grief. Purport, while observing the situation of his enemy, Arjuna stood up on the chariot, but he was so afflicted with lamentation that he sat down again, setting aside his bow and arrows. Such a kind and soft-hearted person in the devotional service of the Lord is fit to receive self-knowledge. This in the Bhaktivedanta purports of the first chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the matter of observing the armies on the battlefield Kurukshetra. Sometimes Prabhupada is saying that Arjuna is trembling, and his forgetfulness, the bow slipping from his hands, is all sign of miserly weakness, unwillingness to do his duty. And then sometimes Prabhupada said it's due to his, Krishna, Arjuna doesn't want to fight, due to his soft-heartedness as a great devotee of the Lord. So which is it? He's afraid, he's bewildered because he doesn't want to do his duty. Actually, it's combination of a number of things. The main thing is that Arjuna had become overwhelmed with false ego. That he had actually begun to believe that these were his relatives, these were his friends, he was Arjuna, he was a warrior. He began to believe all these identities. Now we may understand that Arjuna had a spiritual body, and that he has an eternal identity as in a relation with Krishna. That may be true, but then we find Arjuna was also in a different situation some millions of years ago when Krishna spoke to the sun god. Arjuna is also present there. Exactly in what capacity, we don't know. All we know, he was present there. But we also know that Arjuna goes through one universe after another as an eternal associate with Krishna. And I guess whenever Krishna speaks Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna's there. In any case, Arjuna started to take seriously that these were my relatives. These were my friends. These were my cousins. These were my whatever. So due to that false ego, he became bewildered. Just like we're also bewildered because of our false ego. Therefore, we think this is my friend, this is my enemy, this is a man, this is a woman, this is a cat, this is a dog. We see things simply from that point of view. I am so many years old. As we know, if you have a car, you don't think the car is 5 years old, so I'm still in the first grade. Because my car is only 5 years old. Similarly, this body, when we think of ourselves with the body, then we think, I'm so young, I'm this and that, I'm healthy, I'm sick, I'm intelligent, I'm bewildered, whatever. But this is all due to false ego. Therefore, it is said, prakasham cha pravitim cha moham eva cha pandava vidveshtiya sampritani ninivritani kanchiti udasinadvarasina gunayona vichayate gunavartanta ityevam yovatishti nangite samadukha sukha svasta samulostrasmakanshana tulya priya priyo diras tulya nindatma samsiti vanapamaniyo tulyas tulyam rari pakshiyo savarambha prityagi gunati taksuchite. So I'm sure everyone knows what the meaning of that is. Right? No? Prakasham cha pravitim cha. Prakasham, do you know what that means? Prakashyati. What's that? Illumination, yes. Prakasham cha pravitim cha. What is pravitim cha? Pravriti. Pravritim. Pravritim's actions that desirous, that you're desirous of. Moham. What does moham mean? What is moham? Moham. What's that? Illusion, yes. So one does not hate illumination, attachment, or delusion when they appear, nor longs for them when they're absent. Looks upon a piece of gold, a stone, etc., with an equal eye, who's satisfied both in gain and loss, etc., etc. So such a person is said to have transcended the modes of material nature. In other words, from the point of view of this body, there are so many good things and so many bad things going on. But what does that have to do with ourselves? And it's all relative. If someone wins a war, then they think it's great. But the people who lost the war thought it was terrible. As a matter of fact, we know that what's good and bad is simply written by the people who write the history. And then in the course of time, then the history changes when the people change. So what was a good person today, now they think is a villain. Demon later on. Depends on who write it. If Hitler would have won the war, he would have been a great hero in history. Just like there's a Ramayana where Ravana is the hero. So anything's possible in the relative world. But from the absolute point of view, Arjuna was in Maya, because he wasn't going to help his relatives, in the real sense of the term, to liberate them from their ignorance. On the other hand, Krishna was there to help Arjuna get out of his delusion, so that he could help them get out of their delusion. Because Arjuna was fighting on behalf of Yudhisthira, who was fighting to establish God consciousness as the basic principle of the civilization. And Duryodhana, however nicely had arranged from the material point of view, the society, but he was actually against the Pandavas, the devotees of the Lord, so therefore ultimately he was against the Lord himself. So however prosperous from the material point of view, by following the Veda culture, the citizens of his kingdom may have been, still, out of ignorance, they were simply bound to the repeated birth and death, and therefore whatever Duryodhana was doing was actually violent to them. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita is meant to give us a vision of eternity, seeing things from the point of view of eternity, without the false ego. Seeing everyone as part and parcel of Krishna, and the purpose of life is not to make a comfortable situation, or necessarily to avoid uncomfortable situations. Purpose of life is to get out of the bodily conception of life and realize who we actually are. So anything that helps us realize who we actually are is good, and anything that covers over identity is bad. So that's the vision that Bhagavad Gita gives. Therefore Arjuna is confused, but luckily he turns to Krishna, as we'll find out, and therefore Krishna will explain to him in such a way that he'll understand things so clearly that he'll voluntarily do his duty and ultimately fight in the battle of Kurukshetra on behalf of Krishna, do what Krishna wants. In other words, Arjuna is convinced that whatever Krishna does is for the benefit of everyone, and therefore the best thing to do is to follow Krishna's instructions. And then one will act for one's own benefit and for everyone else's benefit too. And anything besides that is a waste of time at best. So I'll stop there. Any questions or comments? Okay. Kwala Grantharaj Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.